Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Can't we all just get along? Oh, man, have we got a show for you today. Already booked, coming up at 10:30. Please join us. John Decker will be joining us from Fox News Radio, and we're going to talk about the economic stimulus. World Health Organization putting the COVID-19 virus out as a pandemic. This is very interesting because I see things differently, I guess, because I want to go back to UN Agenda 21. Yes, I know. Have you looked into it, though? What the ultimate goal is, what the ultimate purpose is. Now, who runs who? Do you know? The UN. The World Health Organization is a branch of the UN. Follow along with me here. So if things weren't going your way, again, I've said it before, I think something may be going on with the COVID-19 virus that we are not getting full disclosure on. But the number of deaths and the number of people that have it still doesn't even come close to the flu. Another viral infection. Yet now it's a worldwide pandemic that people are recovering from. More dangerous for people over 50. Damn, I missed it by 3 years. Okay, so I'm in that category now with you. But it just seems strange to me. I'll put it at that. It just seems strange to me. I don't trust who. I don't trust the UN. And if you are going to break a country, if you are going to break a society, what do? You put people into panic. I'm not panicked because I'm always prepared for everything. But when you start seeing the videos of people beating each other up in Walmart over toilet paper, you know they've succeeded. They weren't able to put the country into panic over terrorist attacks. They weren't able to put the country into panic over having a president who was not a politician. They were not able to put the country into panic over Wall Street. So they put the country into panic over a pandemic. Because that has the possibility of affecting more people. Are you willing to travel? What if Trump came to Reno tomorrow? Would you pack in with his supporters? Chance COVID-19? Or join the rally? Personally, I'd join the rally. Nah, Producer Craig, is this now? Okay, I'd love to have it now. So recently, back from traveling, is our very own Jerry Evans. And Jerry, I know that you are the type of person who can take care of themselves and are prepared for all kinds of stuff. Hey, I've been sounding like that for 3 weeks, so don't even start with me.
No, you know, I still think...
Are you paranoid to
travel? Not at all. Much ado about nothing. I wanted to give you kind of a political perspective of Florida and traveling across the country that I just recently did. But, no, I was in New Orleans at the airport there for several hours, in Fort Lauderdale for several hours, Dallas, and I saw two or three people walking around with masks. Not a whole lot of people talking about it. Southwest Airlines, you know, they're wiping down the seats every time somebody gets off the plane. But seriously, I was talking to Craig about this. Compare the amount of people that are dying today from the flu, which is kind
since
of an
January,
all in, yeah.
Since January, 18,000.
Compared to this, and you'd say, well, the flu is a pandemic. I think this is the media. It's the media. I mean, granted, people are getting sick, and if you're not very healthy to begin with, this could be a very serious flu, and obviously is, but holy smokes, you know, somebody's going to sneeze next year, and it's going to be covered for 8 months. I just think it's much ado about nothing. I could be wrong, but then again, just look at the facts and calm down. Here's the political report.
I agree with you on that it is the media, but I also think that the media is being used by the UN and WHO.
The UN and WHO, yeah. I haven't, you know, obviously the Democrats, and this is what I hate about Republicans too, you know, Trump throws out a $2.5 billion figure, this is what we need, it winds up being four times that amount. For what? I mean, how do you just come up with a, first of all, I thought $2.5 billion was insane. How do you come up with that number? To do what? You're telling me that somebody's already sat down and said, we're going to have to hire this many more people to do testing or buy lab kits. It's just the insanity of, I mean, this is a crazy country, period. Especially when we let people, like people that think an island's going to tip over if you put too many people on one side of it. Those are the people that are writing laws, spending money, and just insane amounts of money that are going to bankrupt us at some point. But
well,
anyway.
Look at the first two states who applied for emergency aid, California and New York, declaring a state of emergency. Where are the massive number of deaths in either of those states?
It's that government handout. Real quickly, though, I was in the Keys for a week. First time I'd ever been to the Keys, and the weather actually kept you from getting out on the water for a little more than half of the vacation, unfortunately. Did get some fishing
in. Because that's a great area.
Just a constant wind. But so with that extra time, you do things you wouldn't normally do on a vacation, which is drive around. And you're driving one direction or the other, typically, in the Keys. But we got off into the neighborhoods, and Trump banners on almost like the election were going to be held in 2 weeks. Did not see one Bernie or Biden sign. Saw a lot of television ads when you were back in the evening and turning on the television.
Yeah.
You could, the ads are, both ads are using Obama, praising both of them, and then the message approved by. And so those were all over television. But as far as out there in the public, just Trump signs everywhere, including the big fishing store there on Isla Mirada, which is now owned by Bass Pro Shop. It's Worldwide Sportsman's headquarters or whatever. It's a fantastic fishing shop. Anyway, it's a good place to hang out, good place to have a meal, too, out there on the dock. But also one, a couple of the captain's boats out there, charter boats, have Trump banners, which were flying with a constant 25-mile-an-hour wind the entire last four or five days we were there. So,
Honestly, that kind of surprises me because isn't Bass owned? Aren't they the ones who also decided not to sell firearms?
No, not Bass Pro Shop. Bass Pro and Cabela's one and the same now. And no, That was Dick's. I think you're thinking of Dick's Sporting Goods. And they decided not only to not sell them, but to destroy them and not return them. Now, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop. And that store was started by a couple of guys that, and actually they used to take George Bush Sr. out pretty regularly. I love the Keys. Mm. I mean, Hemingway used to fish around there, Zane Grey. So anyway, it's just a great place to vacation. However, like say this time
or honeymoon. That's where Martin and I honeymoon.
Oh, you were, seriously? Yeah. Drove down to Key West on Saturday. Again, the weather kept you from doing what you'd normally do, which for me would be out there on a boat fishing. We rented a boat one day and fished a bit, fished off some bridges, fished off the shore, but it was a constant 20, 25 mile an hour wind. So that, you know, not only is the coronavirus hurting business overall nationally, but the weather, you know, can cause some problems. And also visited with a friend of mine that used to work for me in Maine. He lives down there now. Now on a houseboat, he lives there half the year in Maine. Now on a houseboat because Irma, when she came through 3 years ago, destroyed where they were living. And so a lot of rebuilding going on in the Keys as well. But just traveling through and from the airport, not a
That's
whole
nice
lot.
That's nice when you have a houseboat, though, because you just pick up and go.
Well, here's the problem, though. With that wind, they were happy to get on land and come have lunch with us because of the creaking. Imagine sitting on a houseboat. even though you're docked there, it's pretty noisy when the winds go on a constant 20, 25 miles an hour and rocking you around. But no, love the Keys. That's the Florida perspective. It's all Trump all the time down there. And then traveling through all the airports with, oh boy, a long day. I don't think I got in until about 1:30 or 2 last night. Sitting beside a couple of guys who were talking about Biden's latest delicious, telling the guy you're full of. and they, you know,
I'm just about ready to meet you outside.
Yeah. Holy smokes. Honest to God, it's 2020. And a guy by the name of Joe Biden, who is one of the biggest idiots, morons, and it's not just gaffes. He's an idiot. And he's a jackass, too. You know, standing in front of that guy in Iowa, like he was going to call him out to a slap fight or something, because the guy simply said, you know, we're not as sharp as we used to be. Well, this guy is not sharp. This guy is as dull as thick as a brick, so to speak, when he's going to ban AR-14s, though. So so go out and get yours now.
Imagine if Trump had done that. You know, I mean, it just,
So anyway, much ado about nothing, I think. Not a whole lot of panic in the airports. A little extra precaution. Just a little aside, you know, I'm an observer of people. I notice guys washing their hands a lot more in the bathrooms than you'd normally see some guys that normally just go in there, relieve themselves, and walk out.
And women, too.
Yuck. So anyway, I noticed a lot of them were going up to the sinks and using the soap and scrubbing their hands pretty good. So a little extra precaution, but I still think this whole thing, and I could be wrong, is much ado about nothing.
Okay, well, you answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think it's too early for that economic stimulus then?
I like the cutting of interest rates, but in terms of economic stimulus, how much more money? Is there more money? Did they find more money?
I guess they have the ability to print it. I don't know.
Yeah, insane, insane.
Yeah. All right. Jerry Evans, thank you so much, and glad you're back safely.
Thank you.
And the perspective on what's happening in our airports. This is what happens when the people get together and decide, you know what, this is just, it's another winter viral thing that comes along. Now China doesn't even want to take blame for it, you know, having something start over there. It shows what happens when you have a global economy, when you have world travel like we do. And personally, I think they're just trying to make you panic. And when you're panicked, you do stupid stuff. Like, listen to Democrats. We'll be back. Stick around. We've got a short break. And there's more to come on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're having a fabulous morning so far. Blue sky and sunshine out there. Boy, I don't see how any type of virus could survive with this great weather we're having for winter. But I guess there are some places that are experiencing a little more cold. Virus. Flu. We get it all the time. We suffer through. How many people do you know have been eventually diagnosed with pneumonia, walking pneumonia, because after 3 to 4 weeks of coughing and a persistent cough that won't go away, they finally go to the doctor and then they're told they have pneumonia. And then they get treated and they move on. That's what COVID-19 is supposed to be mimicking. It's a pneumonia. Viral respiratory infection. The president is doing everything he can to keep people calm, and the Democrats and the media, along with the UN and WHO, are just stirring people up. Why? It's not so much the spreading of a pandemic that they want, it's the spreading of panic. People revert to, it's all about me, when they panic. And they get physical. And they get violent. They steal your toilet paper out of your cart. It's not that kind of viral infection. So I don't know why people are stocking up on toilet paper, unless they're using it as Kleenex. A lot of people not talking about Kleenex. But just saying. You should always be prepared for anything. But look into the facts. Measles is coming back. Typhus is coming back. People were calling BS on the vagrancy issue with people living amongst feces and rats. Did they not start a pandemic fast enough? With that, in California and New York, so they needed to find another avenue? Just a thought. It just shows me, if anything, proves to me that we as a country need to stand up and take care of our own. We need to bring back manufacturing, not only of medical supplies, but of everything we used to manufacture. We got some great facilities here. Flip the switch and start manufacturing other things. Well, we manufacture this. This is similar. We could just kind of move this around and we can start making that too. Tesla, so involved with making electric cars. How about, don't we have enough cars imported into this country, made in this country? I know I got 3. And my husband, it's just my husband and I. Yes, I know there are people out there that only have one or don't have any. But what I'm saying, when you look at the used car lots, when you look at the new car lots, manufacturing seems to be going well for the car industry. How about we manufacture some other things? Put people back to work for the important stuff. Then we wouldn't have to be fiddling with the whole, minimum wage and, you know, flipping burgers. That, you know, we're going to have to bring that up to $15 an hour so people can live. Fast food restaurants are not a career. Unless you're looking for management and to own your own store. Careers go on to bigger things. Those are the people that should have, you know, starting wages at $15 an hour. Minimum wages for the kids, minimum wages for the part-time jobs, minimum wage. It's minimum wage. It's called minimum wage for a reason. The other thing is called a starting wage. We've got enough jobs out there right now. If you're not happy with yours, move on, upgrade. You don't want to be flipping burgers because, well, you want to make more money? Guess what? The post office is hiring. If you go to the post office, at least you know you'll be protected by the government. State offices. You don't have to be stuck where you're at unless you keep yourself there. And you don't have to have that university degree to move up in the world. Fox's John Decker will be joining us after this Fox News break. Is it time? Is it too early for stimulus? For this pandemic? Find out what he has to say, so stick around. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
FM Talk, indeed. You gotta love it. For all of Northern Nevada, your voice, your concerns, what's going on around the world, what's going around the country, what's going around the state, and right here at home in our backyard. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live. It's local. 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. 991fmtalk.com. You want to stream the show? You want to answer the poll question? Here we go. Yesterday's poll question. Thank you for participating. Yesterday's poll question. Do we need to put more money into Nevada education? People are suing. Well, not people, unions. Interesting. Already going forward to the legislature. Let's see. The possibility, getting you set now for more money for education, getting you set now, there will be a mileage tax. I'm pretty sure of it. That's supposed to go to the homeless. Well, didn't we have something recently that was supposed to have more money for education? We're about ready to be taxed the highest percentage in the country as a sales tax. People are not going to want to come here, period. So your votes yesterday, yes, 3% more money would be great for education. 36% just flat out said no. 55% said we've been taxed and taxed and given millions towards education every cycle. The teachers and students never see it. Stop rewarding top administrators. This is a no. 3% say increase, but for specific curriculum-based needs, like that ever happens. 3%, does Tracy Davis and others come to mind? WCSD grade, FFFFF. So that's yesterday. Today's poll question is, is it too soon for the government to be providing economic stimulus because of the uncertainty of Wall Street or the uncertainty of the COVID-19 virus? Yet it's already coming out. So joining us, we turn to Fox News Radio and the professionals, and that would be John Decker, who's actually following this in D.C. Hi, John. Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on your show today.
So what's up with the economic stimulus? Is this something that's needed right now?
Well, we're seeing major declines in the financial markets. We saw a 2,000-point decline on Monday, another 1,000-point decline so far today. Obviously, the market hasn't closed yet. And there is concern. There's major concern about the impacts on various industries, the travel industry in particular, the airlines, the cruise lines. And so that has a ripple effect when you're talking about the travel industry. And there are those, including the president, that believe you need to inoculate the economy from the negative effects of the coronavirus. And that's why there are discussions going on about passing some sort of stimulus bill in the very near future.
So, excuse me, we just had a general manager, actually owner of the station, come back from Florida and went through the various airports, and people really weren't that concerned about the virus, but as it goes towards the economy, not a lot is being talked about with the oil prices and the production of oil being cut. They turn it to the virus and not necessarily other parts of the S&P and the Dow and everything like that. It's all virus all the time.
Well, as it relates to the oil market, there's a glut of oil. That's the reason why the price of gasoline, if you're filling up your tank, has gone down markedly so over the last few weeks, and it's expected to go down even further, which is, you know, obviously welcome news for those people who have long commutes. That being said, it's not seen as a good thing on the global financial market, and that is something that we've seen impacts already. You know, the U.S. economy is among the strongest, if not the strongest in the world. We're mm-hmm. pretty resilient. But this is the kind of thing that can really upset things, and that's the reason why the president was on Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with Senate Republicans, pitching his ideas for a stimulus bill. Unfortunately for the president, the one idea that he was really very high on, and that's the idea of a payroll tax cut, is not something that's being embraced by either party, really. There are a lot of opponents to that particular idea.
Have they given any reasons why they're opposed to it?
Well, for one thing, to lead off your second, you talked about coming too soon. So that was the viewpoint of the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Chuck Grassley, who's a Republican, who says it's too soon to be talking about that. Could we do that? Yes, we could, but it's just too soon to do that. The other thing is that if you get rid of the payroll tax for the next 12 months, it would add $1.2 trillion to the U.S. deficit. That's a pretty substantial number. And that's money that you couldn't make up elsewhere. And, of course, we're already running at a deficit, our budget, that is, and this just adds to it. So that's another reason why you have some opposition to that particular idea.
I think of all the other trillions and trillions of dollars that people have in their plans as they run for president. So I think cutting the payroll tax for people, that's just my opinion. Cutting the payroll tax wouldn't be too hard to do.
Well, it wouldn't, Monica, and it's been done before, and Democrats have supported that idea before. During the 2008 financial crisis, that's something, that's an idea that they did agree upon. And what it would mean would be more money in your paycheck. And the mm-hmm. big question is, what do individuals do with that money? If you go out and you spend it, that does help out the economy. If you take that money, the extra money that you'd see in your paycheck, and you just bank it, you save it, that doesn't affect the economy or growth at all. And so that's sort of the big if. Even if you do this, there's no guarantee that the money will be then filtered back into the economy.
Right, but isn't the stimulus package, wouldn't it also help on the global market, though, because we have so many global companies here in the U.S.?
Well, that's right. We are a leader. We are a world leader in so many things, and we're a world leader, and the world does look to us on in terms of some of these ideas. The president's complained before about the Fed being a follower. You may have seen the president talk about that, the Federal Reserve. And the president, you know, feels that the Fed could do more in terms of lowering interest rates even more. They don't have much to go. I mean, you're almost down to zero, so you don't have much more to go, even if you did lower interest rates. So that's another thing that would be at the disposal of our government is an action by the Federal Reserve, but that's up to the Fed. The president, Congress, has no say in terms of what the Fed actually does.
Well, didn't we have not too long ago, correct me, it was China or Japan that actually lowered their interest rates so low that it was a minus, that they were actually paying people to take money?
Well, that's happening, you know, for instance, in Europe, where you do have negative interest rates. And that is something that, you know, has some positives and some negatives associated with that. I don't know if the president is suggesting that. And keep in mind, the Fed may the president may suggest things, but the Fed does what it does. It's an independent body, and the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, does what he thinks is in the best interests of the U.S. economy and really doesn't pay a lot of attention to the recommendations coming from the president or for anybody else for that matter.
Okay. When do you think that the decisions are going to be fully visible for everybody on the stimulus package?
Well, what we're hearing is that Nancy Pelosi may sign off on some of the things that they're suggesting within the next 24 hours. And it's the House Democrats that really control this process, because you can't get anything passed without the support of House Democrats. So you need bipartisanship in this particular situation. And we've seen how much power they wield. You know, the president initially suggested $2.5 billion for a coronavirus bill that he signed ultimately on Friday. And that bill that he ultimately signed, Monica, was for $8.3 billion. So that gives you a sense about the power that Democrats have in terms of what this particular stimulus bill ultimately looks like.
All right. And already two Democrat-controlled states declaring states of emergency to get in on that that funding that was passed. So, John Decker, thank you so much for following this and for joining us. I hope that as soon as these things are decided, you can come back and give us an update on what's going on in D.C.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Have a great day, Monica. Talk
Thanks,
to you soon.
John. Thanks for your time. Fox News Radio, keeping you up to date on what's happening in D.C. and all over the world and right here at home. Because this is something that, again, it goes back to this affects all of us. It really is a trickle down, because we have become so dependent on each other. We depend on this country for this. We depend on this country for that. They depend on us. When we should be, well, I see it as the president does, and that is America first. And then if we take America first, then we can help others. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you see the effects already here in Northern Nevada? Some people do, because they are involved in conventions, they're involved in travel. I brought up a big convention that happens in Vegas every year. It's called NAB, National Association of Broadcasters. And it's new technology, it's people selling stuff, getting all set for their, you know, capital improvements. Few companies have pulled out because they do quite a bit of international business. So those international companies have decided not to come this year. And the word has been put out from the organization that here is a networking convention where you meet people, you know, once a year, you meet people, you make new connections, you resource new ideas and new people. What do? You shake hands. Hi, It's nice to meet you. Well, they have put out a memo that they are discouraging at this networking event any handshaking. No shaking of hands. So just become a nation of just be safe. Stick your hands in your pocket, and that's it. Not my idea of friendliness or greeting somebody. Maybe we can make pockets that actually are lined with sanitizer. Maybe we can do something like that. Who knows? Maybe some new inventions will be coming out of this. Again, I just go back to the same old thing. Could you imagine if we went through this every single year like we do with the flu? A viral infection that affects more people, kills more people, has a vaccine, and has a treatment. But here the world is set afire because of COVID-19. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Well, I don't know about that younger thing, but I like the smarter. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. That's your voice. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kyle this morning. He wants to continue the conversation about COVID-19, the coronavirus. Hi, Kyle. You still there, Kyle? Oh, Kyle. Okay, well, we've lost Kyle, so Kyle, call back in the next hour after the Fox News break, because that's going to be about 5 minutes or so. But until we get there, this is a quote that was sent to me, and it just... it brings forward so much. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. H.L. Mencken, hobgoblins. You know, this is bad. As we just get notification that one of the coolest events in Reno has now been canceled. And that's the Reno Jazz Festival. This would have been the 58th annual Reno Jazz Festival. Do you believe it? All the years that we've had the flu, we've had SARS, we've had Zika, Ebola. I guess none of those stuck like the coronavirus. So here locally, that's going to affect people. Reno Jazz Festival canceling. Conventions canceling. Weddings canceled. Because people were traveling in from out of town. And it's not just here. I hope you weren't interested in going to the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Because even though they have not had one, not one person affected by coronavirus. Not one. They have already canceled the event. Wow. Almost 75,000 conference attendees there. A little over 230,000 attendees. Just cancel that. You know who canceled it? The mayor. Was that his decision, or was that his right to do? Well, says it is. Yeah, take away the permit. Take away the possibility of all that money. On a scare. A scare.